Hey guys, Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city, where Tuesdays through Fridays, I land in your inbox with a newsletter about what's going on that week, that day. It's a daily cheat sheet, right? That's what I said. And then on Mondays, I head down to downtown Orlando's number one co-working space. That's Venture X Orlando, where I record this here podcast, courtesy of my friends over at Brand Crumbs Media. That will be Vic in the background, and then also Devin. Yo, yo. So let's get right into today's news. Number one, Orlando is one of three cities that is going to, or is currently now as of yesterday, as of Sunday, April 11th, Orlando is one of three cities offering in-home vaccinations for those people who cannot travel to the various sites. People without transportation, people living with disabilities, elderly residents who cannot drive and or, again, do not have transportation, can sign up for those appointments at mymobilevax.com. Once again, that's mymobilevax.com. It is a statewide program that launched yesterday, and again, it's only available to Miami, Orlando, and Tampa. Speaking of COVID-19 vaccines, Orange County has a pop-up mobile vaccination site, and that is going to be in Barber Park this week in the Conway area from April 12th to the 16th. They are going to be providing Pfizer vaccines. They are appointment only from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and walk-ups from 5 to 7 p.m. If you are looking to get a vaccine, that could be an option for you, especially if you're over in the neighborhood. And you can go to OCFL.net and then just kind of search coronavirus vaccine from there. Let's talk about school next year. Right now, what we have learned is that Florida high school seniors and third graders can both now graduate and move on without passing the normally required state assessment test. That is after a new executive order was signed on Friday by the Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran. Under that order, school districts will be permitted to waive the state assessments required for graduation this spring on a case-by-case basis. In a related news, what will school look like in the fall? So right now there has been a hybrid option, the Orange County Virtual School, an in-person school. The chief communications officer for Orange County Public Schools, Scott Howitt, said last week that right now the emergency order still includes the hybrid learning option, but that is going to run out by the end of summer. So they're waiting on direction from the state to determine whether or not the hybrid option will be available next year. Meanwhile, in Seminole County, outgoing superintendent Dr. Walt Griffin said they've talked about it, about keeping the Seminole Connect program as a hybrid learning option, and they're kind of feeling in favor of not having it in the future. So they're going to meet on April 20th to talk about it. Okay, Florida is one step closer to making to-go alcohol a permanent thing post-pandemic. Woo! Assuming there is a post-pandemic, we're going to get over this. By a landslide vote last week from 38-2, the Florida Senate approved a bill on Wednesday to make to-go alcohol permanent. Governor DeSantis first allowed this early on in the pandemic to help our local restaurants and watering holes that weren't allowed to operate at the time. There is a companion bill that is currently navigating through the House. It'll need to pass there as well before it can be sent to the governor to hopefully be signed into law. While talking about alcohol, one of my favorite subjects, sorry, Dad. The Bear and Peacock and the Winter Park Distilling Company have announced that they plan to make a move to the new brewery and food truck concept that is coming to Paramore, if all things go as planned. We first heard about this food truck and brewery concept, I think, through the Daily City back in February when the conditional use permit had been filed to serve alcohol. Yada, yada, yada. Next steps include plans that need to be approved by the city's municipal planning board, and that happens on April 20th. The Bear and Peacock is currently over in Winter Park and attached to the Foxdale Farmhouse and Create Your Nature and that whole little area over there, Dolce Vita. Anyway, that's where the Bear and Peacock is, and when their lease runs up later this year, they're going to make moves, I think in May. Anyway, that's that. Lastly, in our hot topics of this week, we're looking at the Dr. Phillips Center wants to extend its Front Yard Festival through the end of the year. The outdoor festival has been a nice reprieve since the onset of the pandemic. It offers free concerts during the day from local musicians, which is great. Midday yoga sessions, weekend brunches, movies on the lawn. They've also had like paid concerts, comedy tours coming through, Preacher Lawson shout out, all kinds of fun stuff happening there. So anyway, in order for the show to go on, the center needs to get $500,000 approved from the Community Redevelopment Agency. I will keep you posted as I hear more about that. Okay, five events this week. Moving right along, let's talk about the Florida Film Festival. That is starting, or that actually started on Friday. It is running through April 22nd. That's 14 days of 160 films. We talked about it last week, but here's just your friendly reminder that it's still going on. It's a great way to support the NZON and to keep Florida excited about the amazing films that come out of here and produced here. One thing you produce anywhere, actually, but it's just a really, really cool event. It's in its 30th year. And tickets start at $12 for individuals, and then packages are $55 and up from there. So Florida Film Fest, you can find out more about that by going to their website. Okay, number two, Thursday, April 15th at 6 p.m. 60 Vines in Winter Park is hosting a virtual wine tasting. This is through their wine vineyard partner, Stolpman Vineyards. And tickets include a seasonal charcuterie board for two, paired with two bottles of rosé and two bottles of Sangiovese. So you have to order by April 11th for pickup April 13th through 14th. It's $60 a couple. Pretty good pricing for four bottles of wine and a charcuterie board. And it's a virtual event, again, happening Thursday, April 15th, 6 p.m. Just order by April 11th. Orlando Ballet has a show starting Thursday, April 15th. It's going to run through the 18th, and they will be doing Peter Pan. That's happening at the Dr. Phillips Center. Those tickets start at $24 and again runs from April 15th through the 18th. Dr. Phillips Center taking precautions to keep people separated in their seats and things such as that. But anyway, great time. Orlando Ballet, support them. On Friday, April 16th, Emmett Cohen Trio is coming back, and they're going to be at Timaqua. They're performing at Timaqua Live for $50 in-person tickets or a virtual option for $5. I saw Emmett Cohen either right before the pandemic or maybe the year before. Can't remember, but I saw him live at Timaqua, an incredible, incredible group of guys. Highly recommend checking him out. Jazz, he's on the piano. He's just smooth. It's so amazing. So head to Timaqua, T-I-M-U-C-U-A, to find tickets there. Again, tickets are $5 virtual, $50 in person, and that's happening Friday, April 16th. Okay, on Saturday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m., City Arts Factory is putting on Mystery on Magnolia. It's an immersive and creative murder mystery dining experience. It raises funds for the Downtown Arts District. Tickets start at $150 per couple, $150. Worth checking out. Again, Saturday, April 17th at 6:30. You can find more about that by going to the City Arts website and or on the Facebook event page. Okay, so bonus event on Saturday, April 17th at 3 p.m., Orlando City hosts their home opener against Atlanta United, and that's happening at Exploria Stadium. Once again, 3 p.m., welcome back to the Lions. Tickets for that can be found online on their website, which will take you over to Ticketmaster, but OrlandoCitySC.com. Let's get to the five local accounts we think you should be following on the internet.
Woo! I can woo.
Let's start with the Sauce Stash Guy. That is sauce spelled like, you know, sauce. T-H-E-S-A-U-C-E-S-T-A-C-H-E-G-U-Y. That was a lot. Anyway, this guy has like 300,000 followers on YouTube, 125,000 on Facebook, and he just crushes it also on Instagram. Basically, what he does is he takes food that looks like meat and then recreates it using plants. So anyway, you should really see his bacon, because I still am demystified about how he could possibly make that bacon look like real bacon. It's insane. So anyway, head over to his Instagram to be wooed and wowed yourself. Again, the Sauce Stash Guy on Instagram. Number two, let's go with Thrifters High. Thrifters, T-H-R-I-F-T-E-R-S. Period, H-I-G-H. Thrifters High is actually, I will admit that this girl is a friend of mine, but I really enjoyed following her and watching her do this. She has been out of work for the last year, and I think recently she got a new job, but she was laid off during COVID anyway. And so now she started using her cool fashion sense to thrift, and then you can go and do these cool events like swap and shops and all this other stuff. So Thrifters High, ran by Bri Rios, mixing vintage, modern, thrifters.high on Instagram if you like cool vintage finds. All right, number three, let's go with John Ryan Max. John, J-O-H-N, Ryan, R-Y-A-N-M-A-C-S on Instagram. So similar story to Bree. He was laid off during the pandemic as well. I think he used to work at Universal and was furloughed during COVID. And so he started a side hustle like many of the people in the entertainment industry have been doing anyway. And now he just decided that he's just going to go full time on this. And so he is making these awesome, just cookies, cakes, cupcakes, all the fun things. If you go over to his page, you can see it. And yeah, looks like there's nationwide shipping, pickup options available, but he delivers also around Central Florida, including UCF. So check out John Ryan Max and support our support our hospitality people that have been without work for a long time.
Good macaroons too.
Nice. Okay, number three, follow Yellow Spoon Kitchen. Yellow Spoon Kitchen _US. That is halal Indonesian food. It looks so freaking tasty. I first learned about this, I think, through my Lake Eola Heights neighborhood page. I think they've had some pop-ups at East End and some other places, but right now it looks like you can pre-order online. Follow Yellow Spoon Kitchen on Instagram. Yellow Spoon Kitchen _US. Out of the Closet just opened their Mills 50 location. Out of the Closet is the world's most fabulous thrift store. 96% of every dollar goes to HIV/AIDS services provided by AIDS Healthcare. Out of the Closet is a massive thrift store. There also is an attached pharmacy, and they do HIV testing and stuff there. So really good community asset. Been around for 30 years. Worth checking out. Outofthecloset.org is their website, but then also Out of the Closet on Instagram is how you can find them. Okay, number five. Are you guys following Freehand Goods? Are you?
No.
Thick. You need to be following Freehand Goods.
Maybe I will now.
This is what I'm here for every week, huh? To tell you who to follow on the internet. Anyway, so Freehand Goods is set up inside East End Market and also Hourglass Social House, and they print some great stickers, t-shirts, flags, like all kinds of fun stuff. And just last week on 407 Day, they debuted their new like pennants, or I think maybe it's a flag, not a pennant. But anyway, the Orlando Never Sucked flag. I really like them. I like their style. I think you'll like their style too. That's why I think you should follow them. You can find them again in person at East End Market and then also the Hourglass Social House, but you can find them online on Instagram at Freehand Goods. I own quite a few of their t-shirts and have quite a few of their stickers on my computer. Anyway, check them out and tell them I sent you. And that's it. That's all five people you got to follow. I already gave you the five plus bonus. So six events and I don't know, five or six hot topics we were talking about this week. I appreciate you for tuning in and listening to me all the way until the end. And big shout out to the team Adventure X for allowing me to come in week to week and produce this podcast. And again, as always, big thanks to Vic. Woo! For editing me and Devin too, who also is part of Brand Crumbs Media. So I appreciate you guys both, and I will see you guys in your inboxes Tuesdays through Fridays and right back here next Monday. Give me a thumbs up and a like and a subscribe and tell all your friends to come and like us on the web too. And write a great review. I'd love it. Love to hear from you. Katie at pulp.town. Till next week.
Stay pulpy.
There you go.